This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Ach, Jenna, ek is so bly om weer by julle te wees, and I'm glad that you are with me, because I actually missed you, you know. Oh, and then I've got a special co-host today. We haven't heard from him in ages. And he's here, Hannes. Hallo.
Hallo daar.
Hallo Hannes.
Gaan dit nou?
Oh yay. My god.
Ek voel soos 'n die lang verlore seun.
Jy doen. Oh, wat gaan ons eet? 'N kalf, né?
Ja.
Oh, dit's goed om jou weer te sien. En wat doen jy nou?
Baie. Nee, ek was nou die laaste rukkie net bietjie besig met ek het op 'n paar goed geskiet en so en
ja, maar jy's 'n regisseur nou.
Baie. Ja, en ek direk nou, ek's nou tegniese regisseur by kyk net nou top 20.
Hallo, en jy het begin met om dit te skryf en nou is jy al tegnies.
Ja, ja. So ek's baie lief vir die show, maar dit is tot 'n mate besig om my skuld te word dat kommersiële Afrikaanse musiek fans ja. Het. So dit kom met 'n prys.
Ek hoop jy kan nie slaap in die aande nie.
Ja.
Jesus.
Ek het die hele tyd Dirk van der Westhuizen songs wat deur my kop
haal. Oh my god. Het jy vir Early B op julle tip?
Ons het hy was hierdie week nommer 1 gewees.
Wel hy kom in vandag.
Wow, so, cool.
Daar
cool.
Kan jy vir hom geluk sê en alles en ek love sy scene.
Hy is fantasties. Aangename kennis, nê. Nee.
Ja. Ek love dit. Dit is bevolk.
Ja.
En Shemaine en Christian, good morning.
You couldn't miss me. I only saw you 2 weeks ago. Damn.
Missed you.
I missed you. That was
sweet. Yeah, that was like special, eh?
That was a moment.
Sounds sweet. I love being missed, you know?
But you always miss. Like the moment you leave,
oh
I'm just
god,
like,
he's
where
already
did you
learned.
Go?
He's learned, Christian. I did not miss you.
So, honestly, I have a Christian on Muta.
No, net.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 seconds terug.
Terug, yeah.
Hi. Hello.
Wie is jy en wat maak jy hier?
Exactly.
Ek weet eintlik nie. Ek is Christian. Ek kom hier so Vrydag wanneer ek kans vir my kort om hier stoel vol te maak.
Okay.
En ek doen ook regie en goeters.
Lekker.
Ja, kom ons wees beste maatjies.
Jee.
Sy vir my werk.
Hy is jy ook ouma se slim kind.
Wow.
Ja, julle al drie is ouma se slim kinders.
Wow. Ja, ouma.
It's so incestuous.
You.
I saw a short movie, Eersgeborene. Have you seen that?
Nee.
Okay. Have you heard about the stroopers?
Ja, ek het weet van stroopers.
So that's the same director.
Stroopers machine.
Nee, a fucking movie is for mine.
Ek het ook gedink machine. Look where we at.
Yeah. So he made a movie called The Stroopers, which he lost to Canary
yeah,
won.
Yeah, but he's still a scar.
He's still a scar. Now, he made a short movie first called The Eerstgeborene. And why do I want to talk about it? Because we were talking about something. It was about incestuous things.
Ouma's a slim kinders.
Ouma's a slim kind. Wat ook 'n movie was. Ja. Yeah.
Ek was in 'n movie. Ouma's a slim kind.
Ek is jammer.
Excuse. So now, what did you say? You fly by the seat of your pants when it comes to social commentary, and now you're doing this?
Yeah.
How are you going to explain that to your child?
They don't listen.
That's the money, thing. money. Yeah.
Let us be straightforward here. The correct people listen to us.
Mm.
And the people who shouldn't listen don't listen.
Doesn't as good. I figure it out.
We know our demo.
We are in South Africa.
Whatever.
I mean, show me a South African whose English is perfect. Even
I
the
will.
English ones.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. So, Hannes, I met Christian years ago, and then he went to the AFDA and all that, and I saw a great talent in him, and
okay,
I was proven
story,
right.
I'm going to go get I'm going to get some water.
She's
for
like,
Ken.
Again?
No. Ken Tabaki, guys.
No, that was it. That's the story.
Oh, she's gone. She's like, you need to
Oh, Kent is here as well. And Kent
City by my feet.
Yeah, because you know what? We got Bravecto here today.
Ooh.
Bravecto is that thing that you give to your dogs in various amounts. We'll find out what, because they are here.
And it's like a doggy treat, but it gets rid of fleas.
Yes. Yeah.
Antics. I should get some of those.
And ticks for your ticks. Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be great. And you know what, Hannes? What ik ook voor jou al gesê het, voor ek nou vergeet, is ek het getrek weer.
Oe, ja. Waar blij je nou?
Tussen niks en nergens.
Letterlijk, oor kan kill humankind in die middel van nergens.
Ek is in a cave. Ja.
En verf jy jou mure self.
Ja. Met groot pijntjens en stop maar niet in sy hond.
But I discovered old material in boxes now.
Is this lap of actual material?
No, old material. No, nie lap nie. Ek praat nou van material on paper, and I was thinking of Hannes because we can use it to improv from. Yeah. It's like little sketches, and one of the first stories I ever wrote as a child, it was 5 of 6. Nou kan ons die story like lees vir kinders.
Ach, ja.
So ek sal goed inbring wanneer jy weer kan kom.
Yes, definitely,
okay.
Definitely.
And if it's now, from now on, you can only stay till 12, then we'll do it before 12.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, because I thought of you. But Christian can also... Well, Charmaine can also, of course. She's an actress in Murg en Been. But in terms of improvisation, Hannes is very good.
Look, this life, there's no time to feel jealousy.
Jealous.
Yeah. I think we all have kind of like the same skills, eh? Writing, directing, producing, doing that stuff.
Yeah,
so
you're
it's
right.
It's great. Acting.
We are a room with like 12 people. And we
you know, that's true, hey? Like with how many people?
And we all have multiple personalities.
And how many years experience? That could
hundreds.
No, man. That's in our ages. It's freaking experience. But then again, you did start when you were 7.
Okay, so here is a song that I have to play now, because we won't have time with Early B, and we will not play it in front of Proveto because it's too out there, and it is the out there, but the out there stings, no stings work at the moment. I am like a bee that's going to die, no sting works.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, dunking. So the out there, what is out there again, Hannes? Let me test your knowledge.
There's an insetsel op die program waar jy a dinkie speel wat out there is.
Ja,
en het kan al twee kante toe gaan. Het kan of soos way out there whack shit wees.
Yeah.
Of dit kan net soos briljant goed wees.
I know.
Yeah.
So this one I think is both.
Oh, okay.
This one is both. It's from Sweden.
Okay.
It's one of the most out there artists out there.
Mense van Swede, hulle
is. Is it male or female?
Umpedaru. Hello, Mrs. Pepperpot.
Is it male or female?
She is a female. Her name is Ongi.
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 Dit klink soos, want hy het toe kyk net die animations commissioned in die early 2000s, die Heidi type animations wat low quality-ish is van Nederlands, dit klink soos jy van die show se name.
Oh, ek het dit nooit gesien. Wat is dit?
En die dove duivels, ek weet.
Moomin.
Ja. Moomin. En die dove duivels. So this is Ongi, and her song is called Smoke Weed, Eat Pussy. Okay. It is out there in a way.
It's pretty
it
out
really
there.
Is out there.
Oh, in there.
I smoke weed, eat pussy every day, and every day is kind of the same. I have fun and I feel no shame. I smoke weed, eat pussy every day, and I've always been at this game. We are from home.
Oh, you don't know.
I can't really say. I'm just trying to figure it out.
At least she's not eating weed and smoking pussy.
Oh, what did you think of that?
I like the beat.
I like the beat a lot.
Really yeah. rhythmic. It makes you go like, you know, that whole thing. Yeah. And it's repetitive, so it's kind of trancey.
It begins to get a little bit catchy. Yeah. After a while, you're like, oh, yeah. okay, cool. Now I'm singing.
I could even start singing that. You know,
I'm going to be singing it the whole day. When I get home tonight, when I play with my daughter, it's just going to be out of my head. It's hard. When it is catchy.
It's super catchy.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a show on Cliff Central?
I think.
Yeah. There is, eh?
Yes.
What's the show's name, Christian?
Sure, let me do an read. So it's called Man to Man Talks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. And it's brought to you by Carling Black Label.
Oh,
yeah. God. Drink responsibly, not for sale. That'll spiel. So basically, it's John Craig Wilkinson and Khalil Osiris. And they have a 6-episode show out talking all about manhood and sort of these touchy subjects about manhood. Touchy subjects, but not like in the weird, you know. But anyway, so unpacking the 3 core designs at the heart of every man. So they kind of start talking about like the questions every boy needs answered, the 4 big lies about masculinity, what wounds the masculine heart, and one thing every man wants from women more than sex. So
food.
It's cute.
Mm. And so when is this, Christian?
I think it's out now, and you can go listen to it on cliffcentral.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's a podcast?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Now I do.
Now you do. This is why we do ads, because now people know about this.
That's true.
And they can go listen to it.
I know.
You just search Man to Man Talks, and then you have a ball, really.
Okay. So that's enough about them. Let's just say quickly, Garlic Black Label. Okay, that's enough.
Drink responsibly.
Jermaine.
Mm-hmm. I'm singing in my head. My head is still, eating weed-weeding here.
Yeah, weed-weeding. And this is new. This is a brand new song. Mm. So we were first, I think, ever in the world, except for maybe some rebellious station in Sweden.
I need that song for some of my Letty friends.
Oh, y'all tell them. Yeah. Ongi. So the A has got a zero on top. A small little O.
Oh, okay.
On top. So it's an A with that. So it's Ongi.
Okay.
Orcus. I think one of the biggest...
Do you know what? I'll just put type in the words of
Angie.
The refrain, and I'm sure it's going to come out. You know.
Yeah.
Mm. But you were going to say?
I was going to tell you that I had a horrible week with kinks.
Why?
Because, my darling, I was offered a nice little chalet in Art Nivoya, was it? Magaliesberg.
Uh-huh.
To go and stay with Kent.
Okay.
Just to unsnap from Alfreda's death and the inbraak, and I've now moved.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just want to get away and just sit and relax. So they had 3 chows.
Oh.
And
so?
Chows.
Chows is honda.
Yeah.
Nikosni. And they attacked Kent.
No. Really?
I know.
So what kind of dogs are they?
Horrible dogs.
What kind of people?
Terrible dogs.
Don't teach the dogs about...
Exactly.
You know?
But apparently, let's come up for the chows. Their leader died like 3 weeks ago. So they are in a horrible mess, the chows. They don't know who is who. Who is foe, who is friend. So when they saw Kent, they went ballistic and thought, we're going to be taken over by mongrels. So they attacked him. Kent sat and ate in his chalaiki for a dag. My Jesus. And then at last I gave him courage to come. Bring joy back in your heart, Kent. Okay. Out. They attack him again.
Neon! Wat so te honde is die?
I know.
Nee, die honde is die geleerie.
En daar gaan Kent weer in die toes.
Ach, jy riskat, sorry.
Ek het nou hier so gekyk, chow, of a chow chow, hulle kom van Noord-China af oorspronklik.
Ja, the bastards.
En hulle word verwys na as Songshi Kwan, wat beteken puffy lion dog.
Mm. Yeah, they look like lions. Mm. They do.
No, and obviously lions
attack in packs as well.
Attack in packs. Because the three of them attacked Ken. So Ken was back in the room.
So did you leave?
Shame. With a cigarette, Alex.
You have like Beethoven playing in the background. Just take a minute for yourself, puppy.
I left immediately. I said, this is it.
Good.
This is it.
Sue kan honde my suffer nie.
Hulle sê hierso, hulle kan aggressive raak en is fiercely protective van hulle owners and property.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mm. So luckily you didn't attack me.
Ja.
Ach, she's toch so, he's got wounds, but I've dressed them.
In a cute little outfit or little bow tie.
Little bow tie or be neck wound. No, I sort of, I... Want Magali zit niet een wet, nee.
Okay.
Oh my. So I rushed to the apteker.
I'm so sorry, Casper.
Toe gaan ek apteker te sugeer die ou vir my so kannetjie. Want jy so skud, dan klink daar 'n klein balletjie in is.
Dis die pyn spot.
So spray pyn.
Wound dressing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I spited him with wound dressing.
I'm sorry about that. This is silent. I'm sorry for Kent, really. You know.
Ons het ek vir jou gesê, ek het 'n hondjie gekry.
Oh, sweet.
Ja, dis so Jack Russell, sy's nog klein, ja.
Wat sy naam?
Wait, jy het 'n
hondjie gekry? Ja, Ariel. My dogter het haar naam gegee. Sy's vernoem na die Little Mermaid.
Tog jou dogter het 'n fascinasie met TV's. Dankie vir van die.
Of ek het gedog miskien is jy al besig om jou dogter te leer wasgoed was, Ariel. I was just be like, maar child abuse.
Ek het uiteindelik een klein dingetjie gekry om op te hou kak op die mat en nou het ek 'n nuwe ene.
But how cute.
Sy's so Jack Russell, fok weet wat cross.
Klein.
Sy's so ja, rescue hond.
Gaan jou aan Jassies jou dogter.
Nee.
That's sweet. That's Jermaine. Two weeks ago, you and Christian I couldn't join you because I was actually tired from moving. Yes. But you went to the Poor Alicia show.
Yes.
Tell me all about it.
Do you want to know all about it? It's very energetic. It was very energetic.
Energetic.
Yeah.
Not good for you.
Oh, no, that's part of it. I mean, it doesn't... When something I'm leading in now. Mm. You said, tell me all about it. Okay. So I'm trying to gain some time.
Okay. No, not all about it then.
So anyway.
Tell the minimum about it.
It was really a look for me, not knowing it was a great look at Portuguese lifestyle.
Yeah, eh?
So, and you know what? I went in there thinking, oh, my God, what jokes can I laugh at and what jokes can't I laugh at? Because, you know, you've got, like, the black jokes and the white jokes, and the black guy laughs at the black jokes, but the white guy can't laugh at the black jokes because you don't know. So I went in there with all that and I was like, oh my God. Yeah, but it was fun. It was really enjoyed it. Great. Very enlightening, hey?
And she was so good. Who played the lead?
Sonia.
I mean, the only person.
Sonia.
It was a one-woman show. Yeah, and Sonia was amazing.
Are you figuring that out now?
It just like occurred to me. Technically, there were other people.
She's done a lot of them over the years.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm like a Nazi after the war. I didn't know.
No. And I mean, and within that, you know, like some of the commentary is kind of like, you know, part of the family might go like, yes, we foreign, and then part of the family are totally South African, even though they're foreign. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So in that, you played on how families actually split, you know, and take on their own identity within the culture. So it was really great.
And she balanced that very well, the comedy side of it and then the commentary side of it, I think. Mm. Like, it went serious at times, but it never felt like it overstayed its welcome.
Do you think she's still going to do the show?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope so, and I hope that more people of color will go and see the show. I don't know if Portuguese people can be called people of color, you know, because you get like Brazilian Portuguese or whatever, Portuguese speaking people. So I'm not really sure what the proper term is, so maybe
Portuguese
more than just Portuguese people should come and
shouldn't
check
watch
it.
Because it is, and you sort of feel like you know the culture more, better.
For me, it was a cultural experience.
Yeah,
and I think we were only like two or three black people in that, you know, in the audience, in the whole theater. So, you know, I thought.
But even like us, like, just like a boring Caucasian guy, it just seeing the differences in culture, because like my best friend is Portuguese. And just kind of seeing the difference in culture of like the home life that you don't always get to see when you're like visiting and stuff was really interesting.
Did you also find it?
I found it fascinating.
Yeah. What did you think? Because she had this bit where this Portuguese guy falls in love with the Afrikaans girl. You know, what did you think about that?
I thought that was that's what I mentioned. Hello, cable. That's what I mentioned earlier about like the commentary thing. I think she approached it with like a lot of tact, but still like it had an impact on me. I was like, it's really interesting seeing how like cultures are treated and how the Portuguese were treated at a certain time, mm-hmm. and still to this day.
But also, you know, like I've heard of for fuck's sake, I've heard of people going like don't go with Portuguese, but then also I never heard I've heard the side of the Afrikaans people go, no, you can't go with someone who's Portuguese. But now I've heard their the side as well, where they go, no, you can't go with an Afrikaner. Like we all have those issues with one another. So that was quite enlightening to see.
And then I had to go to see Cirque Inferno, which
I think.
Which sounds... What is Inferno and what is Infernal?
Inferno, I think one is like an adjective fire. And one is like a noun.
Inferno is like a...
Something can be hell. Infernal, but...
Inferno is like a... The whole
cantera
building...
Cantera is a cantera. It's
the whole
a
building
fire,
is
fire.
Burning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a massive
it's
one.
Inferno.
It's
Inferno. And you say it's called Cirque Inferno.
I think so, yeah.
Mm, okay. I couldn't go again, so I said... Christian, you will go.
Like, at like 5 on Saturday, the show starts in 2 hours. He's like, by the way, you're going.
Inferno is a large fire that is dangerously out of control.
Yes, as I was naby.
Yeah, yeah.
Ek sak brand soos 'n naby was.
Infernal?
Infernal is relating to or characteristic of hell or the underworld.
Oh my God.
But it can also be irritating and tiresome. So it's you're an infernal poople.
But was the show irritating and tiresome?
The first act was a little bit rough, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it started strong with some trapeze and stuff, but then it had like a dip. For me,
so it's like a circus show.
Yeah,
so it is like a
it's a straight circus without
a like kind of cloning.
Yeah, without no animals or anything. It's got a bit of a plot. This guy dies in the beginning, and kind of needs to fight his way out of hell. I think.
Yeah, it's that's where the infernal.
There
comes.
We go. It's kind of like watching like Cinderella on ice, where it vaguely makes sense. We're just kind of watching people do cool things. So we went, first half was like a little bit like meh, and then the second half they were like, okay, cool, time to wake people up. That's when they like brought in the big guns. They were throwing axes. There was fire.
Oh my God. Axes.
How long is this? How long into the before the second half?
Yeah.
I think it was like probably like like 30-45 minutes.
Okay, that's a while to sit.
Like, it's the first act isn't bad. I just think it's like it's things we've seen before at circuses. Mm-hmm. So if you've been to a circus, you're like, oh yeah, this is the part where they do this thing. Mm-hmm. Whereas the second act, they kind of like made it their own, in my opinion. Like they took the weird, because they describe themselves as like a Tim Burton-y, but it kind of feels like bikery thing. They've got like a theme going on.
Okay. Did you like it?
If the second act wasn't there, I would have not like recommended it. But the second act like made me go, oh, that was fun. That was worth my Saturday night.
So what's your answer?
So what time interval do you remember?
I think it was probably like 30 minutes to 45 minutes.
Okay, so buy tickets but come 8:30.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then we had this issue because have you been to Joburg Theatre?
Yeah.
It's a mess. No one logistically thought this through. Because they have one boom and one point to pay for your parking ticket. But the problem is there's always rush hour because everyone leaves. There's like 2 parking points. So there was queues literally to the elevators.
And the gebouw ook.
Everywhere. Because we were like hundreds of people, everyone just now leaving the show at the same time.
Because usually what we do is we go and we pay there just before you go up the escalator.
Mm-hmm.
Was that ook
every floor literally had like a queue. It's like this is no one thought this through.
Mm.
So that's my... Oh, we also saw, like, a terrifying car. There was a car with, like, a giant, like, Mickey Mouse head in it.
Where? In the parking lot?
In the parking lot. Just, like chilling. I was like, we're getting murdered tonight.
Stephen King.
Like, makes notes.
Mickey Mouse.
Just, like, a giant Mickey Mouse head.
And then like the, but what made it work is like the seats were also like covered in like Goofy the character. It was weird. I didn't like it. I was like, this is not fun.
And you specialize in the dark stuff. Yeah, it's like and weird. The horrific stuff, and you didn't like it.
You didn't like it, eh? But at least it was nothing happened.
Yeah.
And you liked Infernal second half.
Yeah, it was really fun watching people's reactions because people were freaking out when they were like throwing axes and eating fire. There was like this small family next to me, and the boy was literally crying at one point.
Ah!
Like he was not coping.
Yeah.
His mom was just like, "No, watch, we paid 300 grand for these tickets." Why?
Oh, I thought the actor on stage.
Oh no!
But that when you said throwing axes and eating fire, it is actually a threat about smoking weed and eating.
Oh my God! Listen, you need to go and get you some. Really?
I know being married is hard.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome, and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale.
But it should be tick-free, hey? That doggy in the window. Otherwise, we got problems.
We're quarantining him. That's why he's behind the window.
Charmaine, we can hear you very loudly.
I'm done.
Sorry, Christine, what did you say?
I said we're quarantining him because that's why he's behind the window. Yeah, he's going to give the fleas and ticks to all the other dogs in the neighborhood.
I know, but then they gave him Bravecto.
Oh, thank goodness.
Now, here is a Dr. Carolyn, but her surname is obviously she's a communist. She is Chelchinsky.
That's pretty good, Chelchinsky.
Chelchinsky. And are you Polish?
The surname is Polish, yes. But I'm good South African.
Oh, yeah.
Represent.
And this is Kent. He's here with me.
And he can't resist Bravecto.
We saw him having it on a video the other day.
He was in the video eating his Bravecto. And people said, yeah, but he dropped it out of his mouth. But he did eat it then, afterward. It dropped a bit, and then he ate it.
Have you never seen a dog eat?
But I also think it must have been your fault that he dropped it. You obviously just, you know, you missed his mouth, maybe.
I did. I am half blind, and we were nervous. And Kim McKenzie.
That was a lot easier, right?
So much easier.
I'm trying to get married. Sorry, I'll try to find a better surname.
Yeah. It's just Boota.
I'm dating Van der Nest. Is that okay?
Oh, that's a good one. That's nice and Dutchy. So, years and years ago, when the world was younger, I had another dog called Frida, and I had Kent. And we went for a walk. We moved to a new place in Mulder's Drift. And we went for a walk, and I thought, what jewelry do I see upon the neck of Kent and of Frida? And it turned out to be ticks. And I said, what the hell? But they do have people that come and clean, like, doggy wash, but they come to the place. And I was like, but dar, and I was a little, and said, tweakies. And then that people said, get Bravecto. I said, Bravecto. So I went and got my Bravecto, gave it to them, and die boslaise het just drunk hobos. They slingered away from the dogs. It was absolutely miraculous how they just disappeared. And since then, I'm a fan of Provecto, so I'm so glad to be able to speak to you.
Oh, we're so glad you're such a fan.
Yeah. I even got a Provecto hat on, which I will wear now forever.
It suits you well.
Thank you. Even when I shower.
We may need to leave a spare then.
Yeah, I think so.
But that's your shower cap.
And Provecto, Kent also has a Provecto
bandana.
A cowboy bandana. Yes, but it's in the wash now. So it's not on today. But you will always wear it, Kent. I told you. So, Hannes, your dog.
Yeah.
Wat gee vir jou hondjie?
Not
for a vector.
Well, I can only tell you, because when we got this, it's a little rescue dog, and when we got this, she had pretty bad mange, so she had to go for mange baths and stuff, and now she's looking very nicely. But it's like she's got she scratches, but it's like a mannerism scratch. Like she doesn't have fleas at the moment, but she's still scratching. So maybe I should preventatively start using Provecto. Okay, my wife got her the flea stuff from the dentist the last time.
That's why it didn't work.
But now I can't remember. I think it may have been Provecto.
Was this like fluoride paste that you like?
Some toothpaste. So. But no, now that you mentioned the mange, it's actually really interesting because originally we brought Provecto out for ticks and fleas. And then we found that dogs with severe mange were actually clearing up. And we started doing studies on it. And now it's one of the main reasons that all the welfare organizations use mange. Because use Provecto for mange. Because with your dog, you probably find you have to dip it every week and they have to go have injections every week. Now with Provecto, you give it to them once. And then for 12 weeks, they're treated for mange as well as ticks and fleas. So that's it so much easier to control a problem like that. But yes, I think if your dog is still scratching, you should probably use Provecto.
Yes.
Because often you don't see fleas, but they're actually there.
Yeah.
And that's 3 months of
protection.
What's the word?
Peace of mind.
Vrede van verstand. Just 3 maanden van vrede van verstand, Hannes.
Right.
My Afrikaans is not so good.
Oh, that was pretty good. But tell me, Hannes, so how old is pup?
She's still very tiny. We got her, she was 7 weeks, 8 weeks.
So when can we start with Provecto?
She's now about a month or two older, yeah.
Anywhere from 8 weeks of age.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
So my phone now. Mobile. Today.
Like but right they, now.
There's something, it sounds like warm urine. That's a product.
Yeah.
Lopus. Go for Provecto.
Yeah.
Okay, it's much better.
Yes.
And what is nice, how Frida loved swimming, my German Shepherd. Mm. We can talk about it, don't you? Everyone is now with big eyes like, you can talk about it, I'm totally right. And then that is a peace of mind as well, want sy swem en gaan te keer, want as jy nou 'n dingetjie opgooi op die hond se pels, dan was
nie op jou hond opgooi nie.
Nooit te doen nie. Except if you nervosa, you know, then just vomit on the dog. But otherwise, like you put something on and then it washes off. Mm. Now it stays inside the dog. And how does it work? What does Provecto do? Is it in the blood?
So it basically uses the blood as a carrier to distribute through the body, and it stays in, is very slowly excreted from the body over the 12-week period. So if a tick or a flea then bites and takes a blood meal, then it gets to work very quickly.
I must get my Prozac like that.
That'd be nice.
But I was just saying, it's like birth control, the injection.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Like once 3 months pops your uncle.
Same, but different, yeah.
Same, but different. Very much the same, Charmaine, but totally different.
Both avoid something very annoying.
Yes, hopefully both as effective, though.
Yes.
What is biliary?
So it's a disease like tick bite fever. So when a tick bites a dog, they've got the parasite in their bodies. It's called Babesia parasite. And they transmit that parasite into the dog. And it causes what we call biliary as a layperson. The vets call babesia, or tick bite fever. And it causes severe anemia. And often it affects their liver, so you see their gums start to go yellow.
Yeah.
They can be pale first, but then go yellow. They get high temperatures, stop eating, and it can be fatal, especially if you don't pick it up early.
But Bravecto prevents it.
So Bravecto is excellent at preventing ticks from staying on the dog, because obviously it works very quickly. So it'll kill ticks from within 2 hours and is 100% effective by 12 hours. So because it works so quickly, and as you mentioned, it works even if the dogs swim and that sort of thing, and you don't forget it after a month because it keeps working for 3 months, it's the best option you have to prevent biliary.
Okay. And what you look for those signals, you just told me, if the dog is on Bravecto and all of a sudden he won't eat and have yellow.
Yeah, generally they go off their food first and they just, you know, they're not well.
Then you know. Okay.
Yeah, and then if you do look at their gums, you can, some of us lay people will not always notice that the gums are a little bit yellow. Generally they go off their food, and if you've got a thermometer and you take their temperature, they'll probably have a high temperature. But you're going to notice the off food first, I think.
Okay, but I have seen with my own eyes that it's not possible if they've got their Bravecto. It's rare.
It's very rare.
Very rare. Yeah. But now, the other day, I was on Facebook proudly proclaiming my affiliation and respect for Bravecto. My love for Bravecto. And then a woman wrote, "Read up before you support someone like Bravecto." What the hell did she mean?
Unfortunately, when it comes to social media and Facebook in particular, people can post whatever they want on there. So what has happened with a product like Bravecto, because it is so big and it has been so successful, people will have experience. So maybe they gave Bravecto last week or last month or 2 months ago, and today their dog vomits or today their dog is sick. Then they associate and say, "It must have been the Bravecto I gave last week or last month or last year we've even had." And then they go and put that on Facebook. And we've had so many where people have said, "Oh, Bravecto caused X, Y, Z." And then when we've gone to investigate it, we found the cause was something completely different.
Typical,
but they never go back to Facebook and say, "Oh, I was wrong. It's actually the following." Yeah. So that's kind of what happens.
So what? In my case, I think it's someone who spoke to someone who spoke to someone who then tried to be, what we say in Afrikaans, paraat.
Yeah.
Oh, jy moet nou eers bietjie ondersoek instel before you talk about Bravecto. But I already know that people are misinformed about Bravecto because there is no problem with it. There is no side effects or anything yet. That I even eat it myself.
No, we don't tell people that.
No, don't.
Please, no. Disclaimer. The product is for dogs only.
I'm a comedian. But if I was a dog and I was pregnant?
It is registered as safe for pregnant animals.
Okay.
But you'd make a really good pregnant dog.
Thank you. I've already got the look.
But no, you can use it in pregnant dogs as well as dogs that are still suckling their puppies.
Okay.
That's perfectly safe.
Have you seen these two puppies? Oh, and where did this start? What slim professor worked out? How did Bravecto start? You know, because like the one pill, like Viagra, was developed for hair loss, and then all of a sudden things stood up and
the heart.
Okay,
heart
then
don't heart hair loss, you know,
heart hairs.
Can
thing.
I be like a Facebook person and make up stuff?
See, it's the difference between bliss and blessed.
Yes. So Bravecto was done how?
The product, the active ingredient is called Florilana, and it's a completely...
It's a nice gay drag name.
Florilana.
And yet it sings Sonja Harold. Florilana.
Or, like you said, Floriana.
So almost like that. The Florilana is a synthetic molecule. So they were actually researching four specific types of molecules that could work for ticks and fleas. And they found hundreds and hundreds, and then they zoned down to one particular one that they then put into trials, or they might find 20 that they put into trials, but Bravecto or Florilana was the best one out of all the ones that they found. And then they developed it from there, and sort of 8 to 10 years of doing trials, everything that needs to be done before you can register the product.
When was the product officially on the market?
2014. In South Africa. Well, actually worldwide in 2014.
Okay, that's about the time that I needed it. Isn't that fantastic?
We knew that.
Yeah, we knew. Yeah,
so
we pushed the professor.
No, we did. We said to the guys, you got to hurry up on this, please. Yeah.
Professor Casper Newton. Yeah, I'm hurrying.
I'm going.
That's exactly that German kind of trial. Yeah.
Because that was exactly the time.
2015, I needed them. So they were just on the market. And what the hell did we do before? We had those binkies, hey?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And you never felt safe because always, as ek vir my kaaitjie 'n bandjie aangesit het, dan sit hy my altyd in krap. As ek vir my this is not for cats, hey?
Not yet, no.
It's gonna come.
We're hoping.
We won't. Yeah, but the cats are very jealous.
We're busy telling them that we're trying to hurry up, but unfortunately, that's more with the regulatory authorities in South Africa than with the actual scientists this time.
And what
do
you gonna call it? Catacto.
Actually, we should now revisit that.
It's called Bravecto, but it's a spot on, and it's already launched overseas, so we're just a little slower here.
Do you hear cats?
It's on its way.
It's coming, yeah.
What is a spot on?
It's a spot on, so because cats are fussy, cats are not dogs, so they don't want to eat things.
Yes.
So we made a spot on for cats, so it's like the little dripples that you put on between your shoulders. But like Bravecto, it goes into the blood. So it's not a spot on like the other ones you're used to that stays in the skin. It actually goes through the skin into the blood and then still lasts for 3 months.
Wow. So then the fancy people call it a transdermal.
A transdermal.
That's a good Scrabble word.
It's also
that's going to get you, 3,000 points?
Like a million, just win the game.
But so we're not talking about cats. No, it's coming. But for dogs and... I actually wanted to ask a question and then I sidetracked myself with a cat. So I can't remember. Christian Hannes.
I think you were what did we do before?
Good memory.
Yeah.
Because you never felt safe before.
No.
You know, you would have them maybe like those people who come and spray something, but then they swim and it's gone. You would have maybe those binkies as well that you were scared to touch and then touch your own food because then I feel snarks. I touched the binkie. So all those things, it's a miracle now. It's like a total, it's like the iPhone and a cell phone.
It's food but also gets rid of things that eat that animal.
No, that's not what I meant.
Thank you for your opinion, but no.
What I actually meant was like a cell phone was nice, but then it was like a brand new world.
A dazzling place I never knew.
And that was like Bravecto against warm urine. You know? And who are the lovely people all in purple here?
Hey.
Tell me.
So this is our fabulous team in purple. So we've got Elise, and she covers all the other companion animal products. So we've got, as MSD Animal Health, the makers of Bravecto, we've got a full portfolio of animal health products, from vaccines to dewormers to diabetes medications, at the veterinarian. So we focus on the veterinarian. So Elise manages and does all the marketing for the rest of the portfolio.
Okay.
And then Sundry is our sales manager.
Hello.
For the country except for KZN. So
what happened there?
No, we decided she can't work there. And then we've got Reno, who is our multi-channel marketing manager. So we brought them all along to meet you guys.
So would you say you guys tick all the boxes?
Ooh, look at you!
You're so funny.
Hire me.
How long have you been waiting to use that?
I've been waiting for like 20 minutes while I get in.
But seriously, Christian, if you do another one, I'm going to flee.
Oh, here we go.
Leave life flow.
It's hilarious.
That escalated quickly.
But so, multi-channel, what does that mean? Do you mean TV as well?
So it does mainly digital, all our digital platforms, but integrated with print and TV across our departments. So our company does ruminants, so cows, cattle, they're the same thing. Cows, sheep, fish, chickens, pigs.
Yeah, I stay now, I've got cows.
Yeah. So we actually are...
You have cows? You're just going to blow past that?
I've got cows. Yeah, cows.
cat knows because he's like barking at them. Do they eat cow Victor or what?
No, no, not at this stage.
But listen. We must get together, and there's a lot of dogs on the farm. I mean, I had my two, but now the one is gone. But Kent is with me. There's a lot of other dogs, and they all on Brevecto. I double checked. So
otherwise, you couldn't live there.
No. I'm out of here.
You've just moved, so that was like a screening question. It was
the first question I asked.
No, of course.
First was, do you have Wi-Fi? And do you have Brevecto?
There you go. It's actually priorities. Mm.
And so we must take pictures of me with those dogs, and we must, like, en masse, spread them on social media. I'm there. I'm your tool.
Spread them like the fleas are not spreading.
Exactly. So we're going to take place of the fleas.
Use me.
So we really want to do that. We're just waiting for Gauteng to look a little bit more not dead.
Okay.
Yes.
And more flea.
A little more springy.
Springy and flowers and green.
Like one green.
At the moment, it's dust and grime. Okay. And yeah,
but
so we definitely...
Door? Of my cave, I'm very close to the cradle
of giant rock that you move out of the way.
I'm close to the cradle of inhumanity. My cave is always open for you.
Fantastic, thank you.
Yeah, so because I was getting the idea with all those dogs there on the farm that you know, I can use them all and be like the friend and have
the
all
dog whisperer.
That's the dog whisperer.
Like Dr. Doolittle. It's going to be great.
Yeah, but they won't speak to me except if I put a very hot, bright rod up. No.
Then the dog says, "What the hell?"
No, I actually get along, and dogs can see that I get along with them. They there's no fuss. I mean, Kent was bitten now at Mahali's by chows. We just spoke about it, and we had a moment of silence. And the chows, they listened to me. When I moved up and I screamed in a very harsh way.
So you say, what did you say to them, and how did
but
you
they,
say it?
They said, okay, I'm out of here.
We're sorry.
It's tapping out.
Yeah. So, yeah, there is a way. I don't know why dogs do sometimes do bad things, but there's usually a reason for that. The reason for the chows is that they lost their leader and they were totally deermekaar, and they thought maybe that Kent came for a staatsgreep, a coup or something. I don't know. But so they were very protective. And then Hannes read up on Google that chows are protective.
They are.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the other day, I walked in Krugersdorp. I did. And,
and someone from Krugersdorp bit
why?
You.
Why?
And you came back alive?
I've heard that's a common problem here.
So have you made your rabies shots?
I was looking for batteries, and so I went into a Chinese shop. Mm. And when they saw Kent, they were salivating.
No, that's a joke. That's a joke.
It's so wrong.
We
to
just
laugh
lost
at that.
The two Asian listeners we had.
Sorry. Any more questions?
No.
Are you still away?
Are you going to get Brevecto?
I'm going to get Brevecto.
Honest.
From your local vet or vet shop?
Leafy. Yeah, that's what I want to know.
We have a vet down the road, so they'll probably stock it. So it's stocked in vets, veterinarians,
vet and,
or
vet shops.
And very high pet stores.
Yeah.
I mean,
like what particular
high end?
Absolute pets.
Like Absolute Pets, Vetmart, any of those.
I've got an Absolute Pets loyalty card.
Exactly. And then you can get your Brevecto.
Do that.
And from tomorrow, a scratch and hug competition starts.
What?
So if you go into the practices, yes.
Yeah.
If you go into the
treat and hug,
scratch and win competition. If you buy Brevecto, you get a scratch card, you scratch a little silver foil off, and you can win instant prizes, or you can win up to 50,000, well,
a share of 50,000.
It's like Pick and Pay.
No, not a Pick and Pay.
But you'll actually win some prizes. No, but you'll actually win. There are really prizes in this one. Pick and Pay, I'm not convinced.
I'm also not
convinced.
I've
had about 300 of those things and won nothing.
My daughter loves those scratch cards. And then every time we've never won anything, I'd say, ons wen nooit nie.
But
now,
tomorrow, take her and get your scratch card.
I will do.
Today, you go to... your television show, you go home, look at your dog. Tomorrow you go buy Brevecto.
Yes,
first thing.
And you scratch.
And you
and
phone
you
us if they do not
card.
Give you a scratch card.
Please. When you ask on a Krapni, a card. Because I won a knife at Spa.
You did?
What?
What did you do? Was that to be able to shop at Spa, or was it like when you're already on your way out?
No, it's a new thing. And they got me. Because you go into Spa and you get stickers.
All the little stickers.
Oh, yes. I must go put... I've got enough now.
What is this?
And then after 20 stickers, you get a knife.
This is real. Like
I'm
you
a little
get
bit
a
concerned,
knife.
Though. I've also been collecting them.
What? I'm a little concerned. We started with stickies and now we've gone to weapons.
Yeah.
Like, I'm stickies were the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Listen here. Listen here.
You can choke on a sticky, so it's not really dangerous.
You can also choke on a knife.
I went
especially if someone else is helping you.
I went into the Spa, also Krugersdorp, and I took 20 squatters with me. And I said, Jesus, my 20 blockers. And I just got a stare, not a knife.
Yeah.
Not even a laugh.
Not even a laugh. They didn't think it was funny. But that is, I can't help it. I'm always trying to see the good in the bad. And the good is to laugh.
The bad is you at Spa.
The bad is me at Spa. So thank you for whoever started Provector. We don't know this professor's name yet. Von Hingen Schleiven. Thank you for that. Because you've really changed the world with this. It's really fantastic. And I'm so proud to stand up and be counted as a Brevictarian.
Ah.
Wow.
You can use that as a, you know.
Are you a Brevictarian? That's a nice soundbite.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Casper. And ek is a Brev... What?
Brevictarian.
Okay, take two.
Take two, Casper. Thank you. Hi, I'm Casper. And I'm a Brev... Oh, fuck. Hi, I'm Casper. Just edit that out. I'm a Brevictarian.
And then we go back to the Chaka Banda FF.
En dan jy.
Hallo, ek is Hannes en ek is Brevictarian. Ja, ek geef my own Brevicta om seker te maak, het sy vir volle 12 weke nie gaan sukkel met bosluise, vlooie of bilirini.
Maar Hannes... Hierdie dingetjie wat jy vir die hond gee, smaak dit lekker?
Wie wat, dit werk vir alle honde. Nee, en hy eet dit. So selfs jou chow kan het chow.
Hey! En sê vir my, Hannes, is dit gemete aan die gewig van die hond? Sorry, ek Afrikaans nie baie kan.
Ja, dit is. Jy kan een dosis skryf wat vir jou werk.
Dis RC, ons praat nie so nie. Maar as Christen, radiostasie.
Jy kan die kwantiteit te kry, dit is nog erger, wat jy nodig het.
Ja.
Nee, Bravicto is bobas. Hoor my.
Okay, well... Do you want to say anything here or forever hold your peace, Reno, Elise, or Sundry? No, they don't want to.
The peanut gallery is quiet now.
I'm going to play. Oh, you can choose a song now. You can choose the Polish one. You can choose a song.
If you guys don't choose, we're doing Who Let the Dogs Out because I feel like
yeah,
it's
we
appropriate.
Can do that one.
Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Go okay. For it.
Well,
Baha Men.
Let me.
Oh, you need us to fill some space. Hey, guys, so how's your Friday?
I feel like now I'm on the spot.
I can like ask you the chemical composition of the mix. Do you guys have pets?
Yes, we do. We all have lots of pets.
Lots of pets.
So I've got nine in my house.
Hold on.
I know.
Is it a small holding? Like, what's going on there?
It's a freestanding house with a fairly big garden. It's what happens when, you know, you have two households that come as one. So I have 4.5 dogs, and he has 3.5 dogs.
What happened to the halves?
So basically, if they really decide to enforce the bylaws about two dogs per family, they're
bring
pretty
in
screwed.
The guillotine!
No, but we've got, there are a lot of dogs at MSD Animal Health. Our general manager's got about 40 Labradors himself. So there's not a single person.
Sorry?
He's got a lot of dogs.
40!
Yeah, it's something like that.
It's less now. He's still got a lot. We are animal lovers at the end of the day.
But what Hannes did is right. Hey, you go to a shelter.
Yes. No, yes, it's sure. A really good thing
don't
to
go
adopt.
Buy 40 high pedigree Dobermans.
Adopt, don't shop.
Yeah.
There you go.
So yes, you definitely can.
Yeah, because you will change their lives. Mm. Kent also is like a rescue in a way. And look, he's on stage with me. Yeah. That's true. He's a fantastic dog.
He sure is. Thanks. Res cute. Cue the music.
So, who sang Who Let the Dogs Out, Christian?
The barman.
The that was a barman.
Sorry.
He's replaced.
So, what we're going to do replaced now. I know.
No, he's just. He's
so, we're going to stand outside and we'll pose for pictures now while the dogs are now roaming. Okay, are
protected
you ready?
Barbara Victor.
Who let the dogs out?
Who? 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 Who?
Who let the dogs out?
Who? 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 Who?
Tyd terug. Jy het ons nou foto's geneem en ek my extra special guest het opgedaag. Mans is betyd terug met Who Let the Dogs Out. People, do you know the moment that we're having here with Early B in the studio?
Early B in the studio!
Hi, hello, hi, hello, hi. How's it, everybody?
Can we say any hi, so is it too pretentious?
No,
but I was not close to saying. So I'm thinking, is it okay?
But you're early B. Early B, you're smallish.
Very short. I'm very short. You know what? I say it in most of my songs so that people don't get shocked when they see me. And so I'm like, I cut something. I will always put something about short in it, you know?
Fantastic. I'm so glad to see that. I didn't get the references to short in your song, so I just saw a picture and I said, oh, it's cool. You are number one on the Cake Nick Top Cock.
Top 20. Yeah.
Number one?
Top Cock.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, everybody. It works on votes, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Thanks to everybody who voted as well. I get things geweet.
Tweet jullie niet die mensen op iets.
My father. That is amazing, man. Benten.
Yes.
Lekker, man. Lekker.
Benten, you can hear the song Benten, Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
Lekker.
But it's right?
Awesome. Actually,
you but you felt that it was going to be a hit, apparently. You thought this could have something.
Yeah. When you listen to all the songs on the album and you're like, which one has the most potential? Benten was one of the songs that stood out for me.
Vertel us a bit. Vertel die story daar.
Het jy die show geniet?
Wait. We're first going to listen to a little bit of Benten. Then we're going to hear the story. And I just want to tell you that there are at least 6 tracks that I think are hits.
Wow.
The whole CD, but whatever you call it these days. Album.
Yeah, nee, as if I read.
Release, whatever. But, okay, let's have a little bit of a Benteni here. And then we talk about Benten.
Speak to my heart.
Dit is so die jong oukie en die ou tannie.
Speak to my heart.
Wat jy van kry.
Benten, die anti-soeke Benten.
Sy soeke Benten,
a jong oukie, haar oudste dokter sal sy. Sy is a young man, with energy, as what she needs in her life.
Sy soeke Benten.
I go up on as you can. Say so convent. Stunning. And father. Ook van my R. Oh, it's beautiful. Early B. Maar wat is jou naam regtig?
My regte naam is Al.
Lee.
So as a youngster het my aunties my in die familie altyd jou like 'n bynaam gegee en ek was early bird. Snaakste ding is ek het nooit vroeg opgestaan nie. Hulle het my early bird.
Early bird.
Ja, so
early B. Wonderful.
Exactly. Toe kap ek het so my kort toe ek begin rap van ek gedink nee.
Can I useless information there. You've got a namesake.
Yeah,
there's, but then
jazz musician.
It was like a 1950 whatever geboren.
It's actually a Jamaican. We were doing this interview once now, and this guy speaks to me and he's like, you know what? I like the reggae feel you're having. check, weet die bra wat se songs maak. You know, and then afterwards I only clicked. I was like, hey, this is the other early B, and I think the guy passed away. R.I.P. to him. But
good for you then.
Maar jy is al 'n rukkie in die rap game. Ek bedoel, jy doen dit al lank en jy werk obviously hard. Ek bedoel, dit moet seker lekker wees om nou te check vir al met die album uit en jy weet, everything's just happening en jy collab met almal, dit moet crazy wees.
Dit is die beste gevoel ooit. Ek sê altyd is 'n rewarding feeling vir my, want ek was in 'n groep voor die en ons was maar jong ouens wat van skool af ons songs gebluetooth het vir ons vriende en ons het dit nooit vir radio gestuur, you know? So that was like I'm 10 years already in like doing the rap thing, doing the rapping thing. Doing the rap thing. So this is my third year as a solo artist, you know. And I just feel it's an awarding feeling, like all the things that I'm achieving or I'm being blessed with, you know.
But it's taken you like 10 years.
Early B. This is the other early B. Yeah.
Yeah, so this isn't at that 90s hip hop vibe at all.
But check it out. Vibing on his feet.
How old are you now?
I'm 29 now.
Oh my god, and you've been in a group and you've gone solo in that time. That's crazy.
How much work?
Sorry?
How much work?
So much work. You know, I always feel it's a bit more for me now. Because in a group, when you have to work on a song, it's like each guy has to do a verse. Mm. We work on the hook together, but then each one goes to his room or whatever and just does his verse. So now it's everything on me now. But now I know what I put in, I'm gonna get out. You know.
Mm.
So that's that.
And hoe belangrik is live shows for you?
Baie belangrik. Yeah. Kijk, back in the day, onze formule was ons het onze songs verkoop. Ons het altijd gesing.
Je wil mensen bij die show.
Mensen maak je maak je geld bij die shows. Mm. So ik wil altijd hè, mensen moet liever die demand moet liever groot is buitenkant, zodat mensen ons kan boek en shows doen. So shows is baie belangrijk voor mij. Dat is waarom zit ik zo baie in bij mijn shows, zodat ik mensen weer kan krijgen, verstaan je? Because that's actually where the artist makes your money. You can sell your merch there.
But I saw on Instagram like a lot of people at your shows, hey, so it's you enjoy it.
The love is crazy.
Yeah. And tomorrow night, is you by Francois van Cooke, nee? 8,000 mensen.
Sure, ik is so excited for Diana. Ik en Francois ook, like, dat's waarom shows ook baie belangrijk, van dat is waar je kan network ook. En ik en Francois het een paar maanden geleden gemiet, en ons het daar so geklik, man. Ons het gesels net normaal gesit in chat. En hy het my gesê, kyk, ek was in die tyd besig met my album. En hy was besig met syne. Hy was besig om die EP te beplan. En toe gesels ons te sê, my, weet wat, nee? As hy miskien iets het, you know that, the
yes,
talk.
Yeah,
if you have something, just let me know, you know. And ek het het gevat, ek het gecheck, is an opportunity, dude.
Of course.
I'm gonna do my thing. So, I spoke to Francois about it. Francois loved the song. I sent the version of Altijd Lief Voor Jou to him, and he didn't really like that because I'm not really a rock artist, you know, but I like to cross over also now and then, so I would do a rap verse in a rock song, you know, and the instruments that was used, or the style of the beat wasn't like to Francois, like he was like, you know what, nah, if we're gonna work together on this, let's rather work on the beat, let's get the beat more current, and then let's get it out there that way, and once it's amazing for Mark, and I'm excited om Altijd Lief Voor Jou more to do.
It sold out, hey?
Ish, yo, no raak ek so my nervous.
En wat sê die mense by die huis van jou sukses?
Baie, baie, baie trots. Weet ek,
waar is huis?
PE.
Mm-hmm.
PE, al die pas van PE. So almal by huis is baie trots. En ek voel baie keer die ouwens van kyk, ek bly in Bloemendaals in die noordelike gebiede in PE en is rof. Is ouwens, ja, nee, jong ouwens. In een van my songs sê ek, jong ouwens lê in die kerk is voor in die kerk elke Saterdag. Wat ek bedoel is like funerals of young guys under 25, you know. Mm. So I feel like I want to inspire those guys, man. En ek voel soos in, vir hulle kan relate na my toe, van ek is die ou wat saam met hulle aangestaan het, ek het saam, ek is by dieselfde malls en alles, so you know, I'm sitting today in Cliff Central, so die ouwens wat daar aan, hy kan, as moet ook kan check, kyk soos hulle kan doen, hoekom kan ek dit doen.
Maar, ek hoef jou iets vertel, wat gebeur het met my, ek was een by a show van een of ander company, wat ek doen, en die mense is meestal wit, en hulle sit toe allemaal en sê, hulle het allemaal geluister na, and that's when I heard about you, about hulle het allemaal geluister na Early B, op pad, vanaf, waar kom hulle nou vandaan, ons ook ergens in die Kaap, het hulle nou gery vir 'n conference, waar ek nou ook was. En toe sê ek, oké, ek sal weer gaan kyk, wie sê die in die B. And I loved it,
thank
you know.
So
and hulle het gelaf, hulle loved it. Dit is fantastisch. Yeah, maar, voor jy nou vir Charmaine antwoord, wil ek eerst hoor, een van my favorite songs, is, daai waar jy moet bid vir pauze.
Ooh, I love it.
Bid vir pauze.
Hey, that is an other song. That's such a awesome.
Okay, no.
Kijk je jekke sobby, wat heb met de gully wat ik met chit? Haar state is wijs, I'm feeling kinky, ik zeg ik gooi je lijn, ze zal ze weather, zij zei wet, wet. Ik reply aan mijn emoticon, dan laat zij back, lek. Ik vraag wat je wearing, zij zei towel, ik vrouw, is dat? It's only on my head, zeg jij naar die keer, ne? Ik wijs haar, dus is sounding like you wanna sex. Zij zei wijs voor dat, als het ook als you too scared to come get that. Ik wijs haar, ik zeg,
honey,
kom mee bij jouw huis gauw. En als die oom alone is,
gaan moet jij nou gaan?
Ik is bevreesd, ik moet gaan.
Okay, he's now going to where you are number one.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
Great to see you again, man. Yes, so and
seeing you
good
likewise.
Luck for everything. Thanks, and awesome. Congratulations.
I really appreciate it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Ach, no, actually, Roy Francis van Kouk song in die car.
Lekker, man.
Okay, on
bye. Bye.
Ik maak een hoortbraak, maak haar benen lam, maar knieën drop, ze zijn nog opstaan, ik kan zien, maar is mijn wacht. Laat ik gewoon net asemhaal. Jij gaat aan het kijken, het is die laatste maal. Ik wijs haar, jij, zij was aan nou lekker slimme nonen. Nou gaan zij bid voor jou pauze. Zij zei mij wacht, laat ik gewoon net asemhaal. Jij gaat aan het kijken, het is die laatste maal. Ik wijs haar, jij, zij was aan nou lekker slimme nonen. Nou gaan zij bid voor jou pauze.
Oké, en zo wat gebeurt nou, kom maar pa.
Yes.
En nou sê hy gaan vir jou ding is, en dan sê jy, wag, laat ek net 'n bietjie asemhaal.
Nou moet ek ook asemhaal, net so 'n bietjie asemhaal, my oom.
Jy het op die beat gelag.
Dit was amazing.
Ja.
Wat so op die ritme was?
Ja.
My mind's blown. This is gonna deal me.
Maar op jou CD is daar 'n reggae song wat jou op...
Yes.
So nou maak jy net mense mekaar.
Nee. Wat ek gedoen het, aangename kennis is like a body of work waar ek verskillende style, maar satellite, waar ek satellite net introduce in my styles van, ek voel ek wil so diverse wees, en op so baie goed te maak, wil jy voluit aan het vat hier, so dat mense kan sê, you disrespected that sound of it. So ek gaan liggies in het in, en ek apply net so 'n paar van die goede in. Soos ek dink, die ene met die reggae feel is die een met Emo Adams, as ek geweet het, waar ek my nou net praat oor die lewe, you know.
En aangename kennis is jou latest.
Yes, my latest album.
Available op iTunes, Spotify,
all platforms.
All platforms.
En ek terugblij sonder stry, you know, for something. Wat ek wens is dat dit te rewind kan neem, so dat ek dit net druk en terug gaan every time.
Hoe mooi doen jy dit?
Yes.
Op my rhythm.
Ek wil ook net die ander side van Emo gewys het, van almal ken Emo as die ou wat grappies maak en goed is, so ek wil maar net ernstig gepraat het oor die lewe om te sê, kyk, kom ons waardeer die lewe op een lekker beat waar jy kan lekker terugsit en luister.
Ek het nog nooit Afrikaanse reggae gehoor nie, dit was baie cool.
Lekker man. Lekker.
Lekker jy.
As ek van die gating geweet het, is very Cape.
Ja.
Maar hy is, nice, hy is,
yeah.
Ja, en hy is goed, dan, hy sing mos, maar
yes.
Hy is Like
van ons toons het luister, as jy skryf, as ek geweet het, as jy het wil recht praat, was nou, of so praat, soos in, as ek geweet het, wat ek nou geweet het, maar toe...
Jy praat nou soos
verstaan jy?
Soos waar is die plek nou, tussen die Kaap en die Karoo, P.E. Ek geweet het, wat ek nou geweet het.
Nou, maar dis P.E. as ek geweet het, wat ek geweet het.
Ja.
So, alles different gewees het, you know? So, is maar net een manier hoe ons die slang ook gebruik om die woorde te maak ruim en ook om onze cultuur te wees aan die kant.
Nee, ek lach net, want ek weet maar so hoe streektaal werk. So, is net vir my lekker om te hoor jou PE's goede wat daar.
Mickey representation.
Mickey representation daar van PE af.
Ja, en ek voel ek moet het baie keer wees, want baie mense dink, ons allemaal praat dieselfde oral in Suid-Afrika, waar ons allemaal verskillend, like in Joburg is daar slang, waar ons kal het, ons het, hi hond, is vuil hond, ek like het so, verstaan, en dan gaan ons Kaap toe, ons het soos in, kom ons loop toe daar, of ons eet dit, waar ons in die baie nou weer van bouwens en goed te praat, soos ons is, bouwens het ding.
Ek het nie een woord verstaan die laatste 5 minuut nie.
But then, so as at even Kimberly, so, like Ali plekies het hulle.
So use bow in a sentence.
Die bow in my hand is nogal goud.
Of ek gaat jou bow.
Die gaan
jou
bow wys. Ja. Gaan jou bow wys. Of maak my jou bow by haar. You know.
Maar it's, yeah. it's amazing hoe van hy al gebruik julle dit miskien nie baie in die een streek nie verstaan die ander streek wat jy
verstaan,
sê.
Because
waar, ek is nou van die Kaap, maar ek verstaan, maar het beteken nie. But I don't know how it works.
No, though. It's just that connects in some way. And ek voel, I have to keep it true like that so that you must know it's from PE, but you can also connect with it, man. And if you don't know about it, you're going to want to find out about it, and that brings the interest to the whole thing as well. So that's how I feel like I have to stay true to that though.
Okay.
Hierdie is PE.
Yes.
Dis 'n track van hom. Van sy CD. PE. Okay. Nou, lewer jy hulde.
Ek het getraam te sing hierso, so verskoon my
as
jy
kom nie. She's order tune.
Kom lyk jy so absent, bra. Say cheese. Ek doen dit vir my plek, bra. As P.E. En jy weet ek doen het recht. So bam, bam, to the P.E. Now let me see your hands up. P.E. En jy weet ek doen het recht. Bam, bam, to the P.E.
How beautiful, eh?
Thanks so much. I just thought I had to also... You know, back in the day, can I quickly just take it
What's
back?
What's back in the day for 29-year-old?
No, maar ek bedoel, 10 jaar is daarom 'n lang tyd.
Het is 'n lang tyd, maar ek moet mos nou ons meneer kry. Context. Yeah.
Ek het altyd, I always used to make mixtapes and singles. Yeah. So there was this one song that I made called Bloemendaal. And that was almost like the Bloemendaal anthem for us in Bloemendaal when we listen to it. And then we do the move, the Bloemendaal anthem. And the last verse on there, that's why the song is so, for the person that traveled that whole journey with me from the beginning of Bloemendaal, to my album now, Aangename Kennis, for the listener that followed that will know that the last verse is how I normally drive from PE when I'm in PE, because in Bloemendaal I say I drive the northern, like how I drive through the northern areas. Mm-hmm. I meet all my friends, and so now this is the other way around, just saying that hey, ons meet mekaar nou hier en ons gaan nou 'n nuwe paadjie vat, you know. So that's also what's special about PE there for me. You know.
Do you feel like you have to be a spokesperson of sorts for, you know, people in PE or the community that you grew up in? Because you know, there's that whole. I mean, mm-hmm. There's that whole thing. Once you start making it and you're like of color, then you gotta like you have stand as a yellow gemeenskap op jou rug, and you kind of like try and do right, but you know, obviously you don't always succeed. So do you feel like you have to walk a certain way?
Kijk, wat ek sal sê is, I want to live my best life consciously, verstaan jy? So I will make a few wrong decisions here and there, but it's for the next person. Soos my pa my altyd gesê het, vat die ander man se lewe as 'n speel vir jou, you know? So the next person must look at me like where I made a wrong move. It's not like I'm gonna live my life now to say like, hey, ek moet nou dit reg doen, because I want to live my best life as well. So you can learn from my mistakes, and you can learn from the good decisions I also do, you know? So
yeah.
I don't... For me, it is, as he fools, as evil opkijk naar mij toe, it's cool. Because, but also remember, I'm human. Ik ga nog verkeerde decisions maken hier en daar zo. And it's not gonna be perfect, but it's gonna be my story. And you can write your story from, okay, all my dad there. I can do this, yeah, and then you can better your story.
As Earl kan, dan kan ik ook. Mensen kijken altijd naar iemand anders and you go like, if he could do it, it's possible, you know.
You know what's going to happen at some stage, maybe it's already, I don't think it started if I look at you, but you're going to think too much of yourself.
Yeah.
Because of all the fame and fortune.
Because the court.
No, but be aware of that. And then you look back and you say, oh, daar was ek 'n bitch. And you come back to earth. But it's human.
Yeah,
because you get everyone, ooh, early me, early me. And then later you go, I'm early fucking me.
Yeah. and what you ate for the fact that you mag a hermit raak. Because sometimes being known, it gets so much dat jy jouself onttrek.
Ja, ah, kyk vir my. Die hele ding.
So, ja.
So ek is a hermit.
Ek is nie as famous nie en ek is a hermit.
Ja, ja. Lekker.
Maar is dit nie so nie, Kasper, jy, dat somtijds raak het so vir jou, allemaal weet wie is, weet wat jy doen, ja. Jy sit in een restaurant, mense kyk wat jy eet. Ja. And it just after a while, it kan so te veel raak, dat jy gaan like, I'm out.
I know what you're saying, but it can also be like a drug, because remember, especially overseas people like Britney Spears and stuff, they actually go out to be photographed.
Yeah.
Want hulle weet mos nou, as jy nou daar gaan stap, gaan al die paparazzi oor mekaar val, achteruit.
Yeah.
And then they actually still go, because I think they like that. Oh, attention.
So it hangs off on the person.
I want to net say that it hangs off on the person, man. And my thing is this, I'm doing music van, ek weet wat kom met it. So I'm prepared for it. Ek wil nie sê, ek is prepared for whatever gaan gebeur, maar ek sal my beste probeer om op my voete te dink wanneer dit so gaan. Of as dit so sal gaan.
Yeah. But you're a very nice guy.
Baie dankie, ek waardeer het. Ek sê dankie vir my ma, my pa, my groot gemaakt.
Wat jou man pa se naam?
Omboeten en Linda.
Omboeten en Linda? Ek weet jou, ons is seker dieselfde oude dom, hy sê ons nou Omboeten en Linda, so dankie vir julle kind, hy lyk of hy alright is.
How do you get along with people like Emil Beesem and Jits Vinger?
Very well.
Do you know them?
Very well. Actually, I met Judge recently.
Yeah.
We were on one of the TV shows together on Kijknet.
Okay.
And then Yamo Biasim, I know for a very long time. I used to do Kaka. I performed yearly at this event called Rinklets at Van Oost tot West at Kaka and Kaka.
Rinklets.
So I met Biasim, Simon there, solely like 6 years ago.
Simon.
Yeah. So we good, and I know his wife as well.
Yeah.
Claudia. So we good and. That is now one person that I have huge respect for, musically, and as a person.
As a person as well, you know, so. It's goeie mense, né?
Natuurlijk.
Ek is blij om te hoor, julle kom oor die weg, en dat julle mekaar ken, that's fantastic.
Hey, politiek is maar klein, né?
Ja, nee.
So het hy vir jou vertel van die woord dit, waar dit vandaan kom, of wat dit beteken?
I think we did.
Okay.
It's like jachts, maybe.
Yeah. And my tijd was het jits.
Was het jits,
ja. Ja, maar als oud moest, nou, ik doe nou aan die oude garde. Zei, hou voor jou jits. Zei, maar ik ook jits zo niet.
But he's also a very nice guy.
Het is time voor jou. Yeah, no. So now it's, yeah, no. That's, yeah. It's really good to see
like
you guys
like
doing well.
Like a true... Blanke het ek gesê jits.
Is dit? Ja, ek het to be fair selfde. Ek lees in my kop, ek sê, wat is die jits van jy?
Nee, maar jits is ook baie intelligent ouwe.
Ja,
intelligent
ouwe. Maar ek wil nog steeds hoor die story achter Ben 10, man.
Okay, kom het nou.
Okay, so, hoe ek my song skryf, ek skryf oor dinge wat ek sien, goede wat ek deurgaan, wat ek sien mense deurgaan.
Was jy een Bentin?
Ek het te veel weggeen nie. Maar,
okay.
Soos, as jy soos ek was die Bentin nie, maar daar was close calls, verstaan jy? So, ek is
een creator,
so ek kan baie goed, like, ek kan het imagine en kan ek het goed doen. So Bentin was a close call wat ek een bykie nou verder gevat het in die song, om die song nou lekker interessant te maak. So Bentin gaan oor ek en die meisie, wie lekker rikkie saam mee uitgegaan het. En ek kom visit haar, gee haar een surprise visit. En haar, ek kom pop toe in en ek sien haar maas by die huis, maar laat my inkom, offer my juice, is fine. En... ek vind uit achterna, maar die kan kom uit haar kamer uit die was, where's this coming, you know? En later van tyd sien ek dat die maas een bykie te vriendelik met my heen. Verstaan? En die common case is, as die aunties moes nou so bente in soek, is net om die oom net een ander ding te wys ook, verstaan jy? As die oom nou miskien die auntie ene blokkie geloof het, so... Daar is maar net hoe Bentin aan mekaar gekom het, so die auntie wil nou vir my tackle, en, en ek is maar net daar so wat ek traai om alles recht te hou, van aan die ene kant denk ek, hey, maar die auntie is eindelijk oulik wie, ek ken nogal een move pool, but aan die andere kant check ek, oei, ek het uitgegaan met haar dochter, so, jy Bentin is
een
van
die
stories,
ja, ja, so jylle gebruik nog steeds die woord kin,
ja,
vir wat? For a meisie, like a girl, you know, like the kind of, but the D is soft.
Yeah.
So the
100%, we still use it.
Nog explain. Okay, is it nog steeds,
ons gebruik kind, en ons gebruik nog gear ook.
Okay.
Ja, ons okay.
Wat's dit? Wat's dit?
Gera is ook een meisje.
Ze raad kan.
Is een meisje.
Natuurlijk, geweet.
Jouw klein jits.
jouw jits.
Zeg van mij, wat is een plat badge?
Plat badge is kijk, badge is iets. Is soos, je spoil me. Soos, as ek miskien een meisie like, en
dan
ek weet jou,
dan
badge jou, so, ons ek sê, jy gaan jou plat badge achter hem, jy gaan jou wallet plat maken, so jy gaan jou plat badge,
okay. Badgering,
ja,
you know, I gotcha, love this one, called plat badge,
jou plat badge op die oud,
James, my question,
jy gaat jou plat badge,
die kind,
jy moet watch for die mooi kinders,
kinders,
my bro, as I mind the nurse, you wanna love it up there. So klop geld is a must have. Kry maar a kind by your sack bed. Van my fries, I hope
plat bed. Nou Earl, het jy seggenskap oor hoe die song moet klink?
Sorry?
Het jy seggenskap oor hoe een song moet klink? Produce jy saam?
Nie altyd die beat praat baie saam met my. Ek het altyd een idee oor ek wil een song maak oor die, of ek het die song se line of twee.
So who do you trust behind the controls?
Vaughan Fourie. One of the guys that understands me, you know. Because I would tell him, my bro, I want a beat that goes like or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he would do that for me and then send it back to me and then we would add it from there. So actually first that sometimes and then the other times he would make the beat and then send it to me.
And you would get inspired.
From there. Yeah. You know? A lot of times like I would listen to I have beats for Africa, you know. So I would listen to anything, like I'd play beats while I walk around in the house and then come back to the piece and then I have something in my mind, you know, because sometimes the music also just speaks to it sounds like this and you want to speak about that on there, you know.
But Earl, are you signed with a label?
Yes indeed, I'm signed to Universal Music.
Ek hoop hulle betaal jou baie geld.
Ja, nee.
Good.
Hulle kyk mooi achter my, hulle kyk mooi achter my.
Mooi, en baie het dankie. Lekker om een hawe te heen, ne?
As die waarheid, vooral as jy so lang gegrind het in die begin, soos ek sê, ons het gebluetooth back in the day, you know? En het was zwaar, en baie keer het jy opstoot nodig, verstaan? Ons weet, ons ken die hele story, like, ja, dis a label, dis klomp ander goede wat ook met het gaan, maar jy moet ook een plan nader dit, verstaan? So, jy moet met jou eie gedachten gaan as jy na contracten kyk ook, en wat gaan jy nader maak? Van is net vir die move wat jy kyk.
Exactly, ja, kyk een bykie verder.
Yes.
Ok, nou hierso het ek een boodskapie, onthou ek nou net terwyl ek met jou praat, op die Casper Radio Show, so Facebook page, was daar een boodskap, en ek gaan hom nou gauw lees, en dan kan ons miskien vir die ou antwoord.
Ok.
Want jy is die perfecte persoon om het te doen. So, what you do when you want to go to the Casper Radio Show, you press the Casper Radio Show on Facebook, and you get there.
Terwyl jy dit soek, kan ek so lang vir mense die WhatsApp nummer ook keer.
Ach, as a fucking belief.
As jy so'n bietjie achter dubbel skuif. If you guys want to send us some WhatsApps, you can send it to 079-748-2090. Dis as julle vir ons WhatsApps sal stuur dit na 079-748-2090.
En wat is die calling black label ding?
ons kos gesels daaroor. Onthou jy? Wat ek dog jy onthou. Dis man to man.
Waar is jou klank?
Ek weet nie. My klank. Okay, so there's a podcast that's brought to you by Carling Black Label. It's called Man to Man Talks. Mm-hmm. And it's all about manhood and the difficulties and struggles that we face every day. They try to answer questions that we all wish we were answered when we were little boys. Things like the four lies of masculinity, the wounds, what wounds the masculine heart, and the one thing every man wants from women more than sex. If you want to listen to this podcast presented by Craig Wilkinson and Khalil Osiris, you can tune in on cliffcentral.com or any podcast place thing.
Spotify, iTunes, I don't know, Stitcher maybe. The list, it's endless.
Man to man talk.
Man to man talk, just search it on there. Brought to you by Carling Black Label. Awesome. Drink responsibly, not for sale for persons under the age of 18.
Standard actor yeah. though.
That's not right.
Mark it all.
Elke Liewe Keer is our Black Label standard. Drink responsibly, bro.
Yeah. So, early.
Okay, yes. No, 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 wait, I want to read the question now.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Ashwin. Ashwin Beekers. Hy vra, goeiemôre. Môre, Ashwin. My name is Ashwin. Hallo, Ashwin.
How's it?
Ek is 'n rapper van Eerste Rivier. Waar's dit?
As in Pretoria. Eerste Rivier.
Really?
Is Eerste Rivier nie in
Pretoria? Ek dink dit is Swellendam of so. Ek
het gedink is in die Weskaap.
Is Eerste Rivier?
Dis kan die
Jukskei. Eerste Rivier is in die Weskaap.
Jukskei, man.
Wag, laat ek gou weer kyk hierse man.
Kyk jy. En ek wil graag weet. Okay, dis nou gooi ons hom aan early. Ek wil graag weet hoe 'n mens op die radio kan kom. Well, you can draw track en dan kom jy op die radio.
Maar net op Club Central, uncensored.
Ja, dit is in die Weskaap. Eerste Rivier, die eerste, ja.
Is in die Weskaap, ja.
Ja, Eerste Rus is hierse. Eerste Rivier, ekskuus, hulle sê dit is die Kaapse mense. O, jene en ek sê dit is van die Kaap.
Wat is jou se naam?
Ashwin. Beekers.
So hy's a rapper.
He says he's a rapper from Eerste Rivier.
Mm-hmm.
So ek deduce uit sy vraagie, hy bedoel, hoe word hy gespeel? Hoe kom hy op 'n playlist, né?
Ja.
Is that what he's trying to
ask? I hope it's that, or if it's not an interview or something, ek is nie seker wat hy wil hê nie. But either way, sal ek hom die advice gee as, eerstens gaan enige iemand net luister na die kwaliteit van jou musiek sou. Maak seker jy record 'n regte kwaliteit song met die regte specs. Gaan ewen op die radio site se web op hulle website en dan check wat die specs moet wees vir jou song. Dis punt nommer 1. Punt nommer 2 is kry die maand agter jou song, want die mense in jou plek, laat hulle inbel en vra soos in, kykie, kan julle die song speel van die persoon, create die demand, sodat die radio beginne vra, en dan achterna stuur, dan, jy kan het instuur, en dan sal hulle miskien uitreach na jou toe op die manier. Ander manier is, ek weet in die Weskaap is a Good Hope FM, elke woensdag is a platform vir rappers.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Wat hulle dink aan kom doen daar, so hy kan even
kunstenaar.
Hy kan even uitkyk om dit te doen.
Hy moet uitkyk vir sy opportunities.
You know, as elke woensdag, ek het knaand gegaan, as ek in die Kaap gewees het, as ek miskien my auntie gaan visit of so, dan sal ek knaand gegaan het om net in die cypher session te spring of iets soos dat. You know, so, daar is platforms en daar is a way vir jou om daar uit te kom, so moet nie waar in die bureau.
Is dit 'n vraag wat jy baie kry?
Nogal nie so much,
okay.
Nogal nie so much, maar daar is 'n paar ouens wat my al voorheen gevra het.
Christian, ek vir jou ding gestuur is 'n joke. Jy is Dota, ek is me.
Okay.
Ek lees.
Lekker meisie.
Day.
Ja.
What does gays mean?
Nee, nie fucking.
Hy sê stoof. Hey, sup dad.
Hi.
Hoe gaan dit? What does gays mean?
You know, mum and dad love each other. And two men can love each other in the same way.
So, what is penetrating gaze?
Oh my gosh. Read me the whole sentence.
What?
Read me the whole sentence, daughter.
She stared at him with a penetrating gaze.
Oh.
That's good.
I quit.
And you were thinking, I was thinking, oh, you come at now.
Hoe gaan die pa antwoord? Yo, was even you, because you must think of all the things you do. And for it, that don't fry yourself. What would Jesus do?
By Allah, say that. Amen. By Bruce, say amen. Ek sê amen.
So, die doodgewone ding wat nou hierop gaan volg, I always do this.
Uh-huh.
I either try to work myself into someone's life, when they're famous and live in New York, I want to come and visit and stay there for free, or I want to work with them. So, hier kom dit nou, Early B, as jy ooit gaskunstenaartjie soek, dink aan my.
For sure.
Groet my. Plak 'n bal in my regterhand, groet my.
Hey.
So, Kasi ek het nou net vir hulle gevra voor die tyd, because this is like a totally kerksong, ek meen het word in tale gepraat en alles. So I wanted to know from him how the people who can relate to what you're saying took it off. Hulle om nou soort van bestraf het of wat.
Soos ek gesê, voor ek die song, toe ek het maak, Het ek het gespeel, voor ek het obviously nou release, het ek het gespeel vir pastoor om te like, net om van, ek gebruik van
evangeliese pastoor.
Ja, want, because when people go in a spiritual level, dan praat hulle tonge soos hy wat ek in die begin, Rababasiti, en dan praat hulle tonge. Ja, so die, ek maak die song oop met
die. Karabasaya.
I spoke to him and I asked him to listen to the thing. So he was like, you know what, now you're gonna have people that's not gonna like what you're doing over there, but you're giving a message. If you listen to the song, the message is coming from a proper place. You know?
And it is the truth.
No, I'm laughing because I'm getting memories. This is like I'm hearing
she is
some
nostalgic all over the place.
Going
today.
Like, you know, it's like I have this one friend and she'll just while you're talking or sitting or she sees something that's not right, she will start going into tongues, you know?
The other thing is this, man, ek praat daar op die song met die jonger kinders, verstaan, en baie keer as jy van Jesus praat en like, jy moet die Here in jou lewe invat en jy moet so optree in jou lewe, jy gaan nie kan kom met die song van kom klap in sy handkies en goed en nie, verstaan, so I brought the hard hip hop, the boom bap in it and all that, and I brought the attention of, ek het die song opgemaak met Rababasiti, jy moet ook check, wat praat die man nie so, you know, and afterwards dan kom ek met die boodskap vir jou, you know, and that's my thing, it's just to get my message across to you, you know.
Dis baie oulik. Vertel vir my, wat is, vertel vir my, wat is potte?
Okay, so potte,
ek leer so baie vandag, ek het my folder hier so, potte.
Wat is potte?
Potte is a bietjie a nuwe slang woord vir ons nou in PE, nie, maar it's been around for a while, maar it's now for the ladies behind.
Oh, I thought it was the tete. It's potte.
Nee, it's potte.
Was it bolle?
Die tete is, ons roep die kanne.
Ja, dis kanne, nog altijd, net die jare.
Ja, you know, so ons roep die nou potte, en ek gedink het sal a cool vibe as vir my.
Dis oulik.
Ek feature met my vriend Justin Vega, so en Jack Barrow ook.
Shout out.
Dit is al die styles wat ons daar so by mekaar gegooi het. Ons het ons mekaar gechallenge vir potte. Potte.
Ek was in die jam met die wits betrokke. Sekers by die lady lockers. Doe man in my ding, werk mooi aan my rolle. Cause I want a six pack, that's to look proper. Bra, I spot the vaderland, a shocker. Maak my lam, sy staan met you. I can dit potte wah.
Wat stap sy?
Ek kijk hy potte wah. Potte wah.
Ek love dit.
As iemand een nice achterend het, sê hulle is een AMC of iets.
Nee, die kan even werk, weet jy, maar ons het net the way ons het sê, hy sien jy soos ek het sê, so, hy potte oe.
Ja,
kijk, as ek glo my, as power pro.
Wanneer is het nie potte nie?
Wanneer die curvy so ver
is. Wanneer
pannen is. Verstaan as het die so ver curvy.
Ek hoor wat jy sê, maar ek probeer hem te visualize, it's like, you know.
Fokkol in die broek.
Kijk, weet jy, weet dat band
om het so te sê.
Het so net as a streep.
I'm just messing with you. If you look and you see like, whoa, then it's potter.
Dan is het potter, you know. En ek praat daar so van een papot, you know. Die papot, die pot wat ons altyd papen gemaakt het, moest nou so nou en dan hy duikie in en daar so. So I also like, just appreciate the woman, even if you have a little cellulite, it's alright man, jy stevig soos a papot, verstaan jy?
Better believe it, I mean cellulite krijg jy van 13 af. So het jy a mochi?
Ek het a mochi, ja.
Wat is a mochi?
Behalve a green tea. A mochi is a girlfriend.
Okay. A gear.
Yeah.
A kin.
Okay,
can
I say?
That's right.
I get the text op permission achter haar aan. She gave me a number now. Klim terug in die kar en wys my bra. I can dit potte wah.
Potte wah. In fact, fakes.
Fok, gaan maar naar vrou aan. Christian, kijk gauw vir my op Google, wie is Baccara?
Baccara?
Ja, B-A-C-C-A-R-A. Kom ons vraag vir Shemaine of sy weet.
Ek weet nie.
Regtig, Shemaine? Really?
I really don't Maybe know it's everything. I know so much useless information. But sometimes, when I say, well, most of the time, I'm like totally stumped. So, and this is one of those most
Earl,
of the times.
Do you know Baccara?
I really don't know.
You don't know Baccara. It's not a drink, though.
It's ook nie die board game nie.
Nee, it's nie a board game nie.
Yeah.
Wie is dit?
There's a female vocal duo.
That's right.
Formed in the 1970s.
That's why.
By Spanish artists Mate Mateos and Maria Man. Diola. The pair rapidly achieved international success with...
The pair.
The pair recently achieved international success with their debut single... Yes, sir. I can boogie. I can't.
No. I know. No, is it that
What I meant is say their names.
Their names have a lot of shit on them.
Don't read all the cock in Spanish for me.
So this
is it, mate?
This M-A-Y-T-E. So mate or matey. Arr. Mateos and Maria Mandiola.
Mandiola.
Will you try?
No, not necessarily.
Mandiola.
But
Mandiola.
Let me see. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's clunkyola. Italian.
Yeah. Okay, but go on. Now you must read. Don't read in a fake Spanish accent. Go on.
Just a dire Spanish accent.
Is that thing? Sing it in a Spanish accent.
No.
Yes, sir.
So they achieved success with their debut single, Yes, Sir, I Can Boogie.
Yeah.
I remember that song, though.
Do you remember that
song? I Can Boogie. Yes.
Yeah, it reached number one across much of Europe and became the best-selling single of all time by a female group. So eat it, Spice Girls.
Yes, and that is our... Stoff Poopy for today. It's Yes Sir I Can Boogie by Baccara.
Lovely.
Now I'm going to ask Earl to rap over this. Okay, Earl, when you're ready.
Okay. Is it just a beat? Is it just a beat? They're not going to sing at all.
No, they're singing.
Okay. Hey, my father was... I was no unexpected, but...
I know, that's what I like.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we go again?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So they're gonna say, hey, mister, and then they go, ooh, yes, sir, I can boogie, and I laid a little hand. And on that, you can go...
Yeah. Okay, then I can go.
Ja, maar hoor hom eers.
Okay, gaan hom hoor. Maar as ek flop vergeef hom.
Jy kan eers luister. Hier kom die koor, né, wat jy.
Yes, sir, I can boogie.
Hey. Jy kan boogie jy val, maar jy moet jy die val.
Oom, moet ek net missen dan?
Jy bent net so, ja.
Ek gedink ek moes 'n bas gegooi dan.
Ek glo nie in die God, maar ek het hulle kapotte.
Wat mis ek, wat mis? Oh nee, gaan nie werk nie.
Gaan werk.
Gaan nie werk nie.
Gaan werk.
As dit die beat gewees was, dan sou ek dit lekker gedoen het.
Okay, so jy het hom nou gehoor.
Hey.
Okay, nou gaan ons eers weer luister. Okay, oh no pressure, hey. Maar nou moet jy dit reg doen. Dankie. Sal sing om hom te help en dan kan hy nou as hy kak maak, maak hy tussen ons die kak, jy sien.
Okay, we nearly there. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yes sir!
Yes sir!
I can boogie!
I can boogie! doen nie goed nie. Woekie, woekie. Hey.
Doe nie woekie.
Hey. Okay. Yes.
Ek is op die chorus.
Julle doen die stukkies.
Ja,
guys.
Bring die pentin.
Hey.
Bring die blessing.
Let the die.
Wat
ja.
Dis oulik gewees. You see, when you listen back to this, it's going to be oulik. You'll see.
Sample it. Make it your own.
Sample. Ach, dit was baie sample. Well, thank you. It's a sample. Okay.
Sam.
So when is your next live show where I can attend?
Your next, the next one, you can come check me out at Francho van Kok en Vrienden.
I can't tomorrow, please.
Really?
No, sorry.
Why not?
I'm just busy.
He just started the jigsaw. It's taking a lot of his time at the moment. 300 pieces.
I am.
Maar wanneer is jy? Ek wil jou sien.
Ek myself, ek is in Pretoria by Springday.
O, Jesus, is jy seker?
Ja, ek is 100% seker. Ek maak net seker met
wanneer, wat is die datum?
Laat ek dit net gou check vir jou. Gee my 'n sekondetjie.
Google Calendar.
I'm actually on that. It's the 26th in Pretoria. That's when I'm next year up here. It's the 26th.
Jy het nou gesê next year, but you mean
no.
That's when you're next
week.
Yeah.
You saw here. Yeah. So
the 26th was also by the springboards.
Ek sal die venue en alles later vir julle kry.
Maar jy moet die heeltyd
van jou saam met
ons. Jy moet die heeltyd. Ons gaan ons na die tyd.
Nee, saam met sy eie goede.
Kalmeer nou.
Nie daai gestagede goede nie.
Vader. But listen, but you must let me know all the time when you're around here.
I will do.
Pretoria is a bit far. I want to see you in Johannesburg.
Johannesburg, I will let you know.
Let me know, then I'll come there, and we'll have pictures and all that. I don't want to be on stage, please.
No, you can come.
I want to pose afterwards. I want to see you in action because I love your stuff. I know every track of this fucking CD.
Then you must come. You should come because I think you're gonna enjoy the live performance.
Here you gaan my sien. Jy gaan my sien. Ek gaan my
pot. Ek wil saam gaan.
Pot.
I wanna go with.
Jy is welkom.
Jy moet laat weet.
Jy is welkom. As mense jou wil opspoor op die internet, het jy Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, waar kan mense jou kry?
Yes, Early B Music. Daar is op Facebook. Early B _ music op Twitter en dan op Instagram Early B Music.
Awesome.
It's like that.
Tuk it in. Follow hom.
As funny dull of my
Maar sê nou maar jy het 'n tour of iets, waar gaan mense dit nou sien?
Op die Facebook page of even op Insta, julle kan my volg op my social platforms en ek sal dit bekendstel vir almal daar.
Okay.
Dat's Gareth, kijk daar zo langs hier, daar zo, shout out, we see you, and you can rap for him, do a rap for him, Johnny Bravo,
a nice
Johnny Bravo rap, but seriously, this is the most fun you've had on an interview,
as die waarheid,
so,
as die waarheid,
wat we gaan blesser?
Blesse gaan oor die ouer ou wat hou van 'n jonger meisie, maar hy badge die like
sugar daddy.
Hy bless. Ja, it's the sugar daddy. Maar hy bless om eerens uit te kom.
Ja.
Ek verstaan nie.
Om eerens uit te kom. Om miskien te survive by die meisie.
Verstaan?
Om reg te kom by haar. So.
Hy gee vir haar geldjie.
Yes.
En dan sê sy baie dankie, is vergewe.
So she can give some up.
Yes.
Or just be.
But
Like you form a six pence.
And you get different levels though.
What?
Different levels.
Nou gaan ons eers 'n bietjie daaroor gesels.
It depends on how long his money is, you know. Level 10 is you as die hoogste, so jy is die blesse as van.
Jy kry flat in sand.
Alles kar, alles, you know. So
dan kry jy die ene wat die pap geld vat.
Soos as ek 'n blesser was, kan dit in die negatief ingaan.
Nee, dat is niet het.
Is al die oude uit. Then you're just gonna owe her.
Ek is haar ou.
Ouer. Haar ouer? Nee, ek ou her. I owe her. Okay, well, let's listen to the blessed. Blessed be Early B for being here. I love you. Thank you for being here.
Ah, it's tijd voorbij.
Vlieg voorbij, hè? Ik vlieg zoals een fucking bee. Early bee.
Early, there you go.
Ik heb mezelf redder geniet. Baie dankie voor jullie
hoek. Ik heb mezelf redder geniet.
Ik heb niet bijna uitgedrukt, hoor.
But when you are here again, well, you know, my grot is altijd oop. Kom keier.
Kom keier vir die grot, man. Ander comedian. Sorry.
Jy sê my grot is altijd, as jy sê my grot is altijd oop. Have you listened to this man's lyrics? Yes, jy kan mys die taal gebruik, man.
What you mean? I'm trying to show him I can write with him.
No.
I will. I gaan die market penetrate. Verstaan jy? Penetrating guys. Dis reg. My grot. My grot. It's altyd oop vir jou. O God. Dis nou 'n bietjie rou. Oh.
Guys, I'm out.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sweet.
This is CliffCentral.com.